We left off in the middle of Siman Shin Samach Zayin, which only one sif. And the Mechaber says that even if the man who owns this house is out of town with his wife, neither one is around, the Bnei HaBayis, the family members that are home, the kids, for example, they could contribute to the Erev Chatzeres without the knowledge of the parents, and they could make the family participate and join in the Erev Chatzeres. The Mechaber explains, talking about a case where it's obvious they don't want to be part of the Erev Chatzeres, either because his house opens up only to one chatzer, so it's obvious that he wants to be part of the chatzer, it's a schus for him, he has nothing to lose, only what to gain, part of Erev Chatzeres with a chatzer. Or, let's say his house opens up to two chatzeres, one in the front, one in the back, but he's rugal, he's in the habit of being ma'arv with one of them, so the assumption is he'd want to continue to be ma'arv with them. That's where he goes in and out of, and that's where he's ma'arv with, and therefore we could safely assume he'd want to be part of Erev, the people from that side. However, if there's two chatzeres, one in the front, one in the back, one left, one on the right, and we're not sure which one you want to be part of, then they cannot do it without his knowledge. Maybe he doesn't want to be part of this one, maybe he wants to be part of the other one. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that if they know he does not want to be part of Erev Chatzeres, even if he did not tell them clearly, a macha protest that he doesn't want to be part of it, but if they know he doesn't want to be part of, they cannot do it on his behalf. Here we're going that they know nothing. But the assumption is that he's only open to one chatzer, or he's open to two, but he typically is ma'arv with one, then we can assume he wants to be part of that one. The Mechaber says the Bnei HaChatzer, they cannot go into his house and take bread for the Erev Chatzeres without the knowledge of one Bnei HaBayis. Even if he's rugal, even in the habit of being ma'arv with them, and even if he's going to ask for them otherwise, let's say it's only Chatzer he has a Pesach to, so they can come in without the idea of one of the Bnei HaBayis, either the husband, wife, or one of the kids. And the Mechaber brings the Yesh Erev, a second Shita that says that which a wife could be ma'arv on behalf of the husband or on behalf of the family for the husband's stuff, Shleim B'daitai, it only means Shleim B'diyasa if he doesn't know. If he doesn't know, then she could do it. She could assume that he wants to be a part of this Erev. But if he said clearly, that she knows clearly from him that he does not want to be a part of this Erev, then she cannot do it on his behalf. Even if the house only opens to the Chatzar, and now he's going to ask for everyone in the Chatzar, but not be a part of the Erev, she cannot do it. This is a difference in the first Shita that held that she could. The second Shita in Shulchan Aruch, the Shita, the Shita's Rambam, holds that she can't. Now, if he typically is ma'arav of these people with this Chatzar, and now he doesn't want to do it, Mechaber says the Bnei HaChatzar, they could come in and they could take Bal Korche pass from his house. And the Mishnah Berurah says in that case that he's in the habit of doing it. So then the wife is no worse than Bnei Chatzer. She's also Bnei Chatzer. She also wants to have Erev Chatzeres here. It's for her benefit too. And she's the one losing out the same way everyone else loses that. There's no Erev Chatzeres. That she could also take pass Bal Korche. But it's only in the case where he's ruggle to ma'arv with them. And now he wants to stop. It can be done Bal Korche. But if he's not ruggle, if he's not in the habit of being ma'arv with these people, and they cannot take, and according to the second sheet, that she cannot take Bal Korche, even if it's going to ask an Erev, even if it's going to mess everyone up. And the Mechaber says that Bez needs to force people to Ma'arev. They would force people to Ma'arev, and if need be, Bez would go down Yerod and L'chassav and take property away from him, take from his past, or take from his food in order to make Erev Chatzer and Shtim Avoyis on his behalf. Bez has the right to do things that the people themselves will now have the right to do, and is not telling the Machlekes of the two Shittos here, this Bush does agree to. And their mother discusses somebody who is not necessarily in the habit of making Erev for the people from this Chatzer, and the one time he did make Erev for the people from the Chatzer. And after the Erev is set up in somebody's house, the Erev or the Shittah, whatever it is, in the house, the Chatzar, then this person backed out, changed his mind. He does not want to be part of the Erev anymore. Then he switches back, says, guess what? I do want to be part of the Erev. Since at one point he had changed his mind, said he does not want to be part of the Erev, he has to go back and be Zeicha again to be part of the Erev. Now the Biralach explains, let me go back to be Zeicha. It's not a question of Chashmish B'digazachiyah. He owns a part of the pasta, he owns a part of the food that's been used for the Shittah. And the fact that he backed out of the Erev does not take away his ownership of the small percentage he has in the matzah or whatever it is that we use for Erev Chatzeres. Rather means he has to go reestablish and reannounce that he wants to be part of the Erev. Otherwise, it's like any other Makbada Aruva, the inner of Erev, he loses his Erev. But the Ramah says if he's ruggle to Ma'arev with them, then even if he backed out, it's Erev al Korche. Once Erev is set up, he cannot back out of them. And Mishnah Berurah explains it's no worse than somebody's ruggle to Ma'arev mom, who said, Bnei Chatzer, come and take pass from his house by Korche to make him part of the Erev. So, certainly once the pass is already taken, he died with his agreement, now he wants to back out, they can hold on to Bakarchai and use that as an Erev. So, once he tends to be part of the Erev, and he gave the pass for the Erev, he can no longer back out, because he's Ruggle, and Ruggle is no worse than now it's the Mechot to come and take Bakarchai. The Sharatzin says that according to the first sheet of the beginning of the Siman, even if he's not Ruggle, even if he just asks on them, that'll be enough. But according to the second sheet, according to the Rambam, the fact that the Asr is not enough, it has to be enough that he's Ruggle Imam, then they can take him out Korchai, so who would then they continue to hold it against Israel?